Good afternoon. This is an emergency meeting that's been called by the Commissioner's Court to consider and possibly approve the closing of Craigan Road Bridge at the North Fork of Taylor's Bayou. Let the record reflect that this meeting is being held on May the 5th, 2010, at 2 p.m. pursuant to due notice, having been given. At this time, to kick this consideration off, we will ask Mr. Don Rayo, our county engineer, to give his best overview of the circumstances and conditions that require our consideration for the possible closure of this bridge immediately. Mr. Rayo?
TxDOT, who normally does bridge inspections, had their dive team out yesterday afternoon to do an underwater inspection on this Craigan Road Bridge. And their report to me around 6 o'clock yesterday evening was that we needed to make some decisions about the bridge based on their findings. And you have a letter in front of you that has resulted from TxDOT that recommends immediate closure of the bridge based on their inspection report that there are piles under the bridge, steel piles, that have lost up to 90% of their section, which means the bridge has deteriorated in 1 year down from about 80%. At 80% last year, the bridge was marginal and was considered safe enough to leave open. With the additional reduction in cross-section of the steel piles, the divers strongly recommended, and TxDOT agreed, that it should be closed. The rating probably would have dropped, if they rated it today, would drop to a 3, which would mean immediate closure. We have the bridge and have known the bridge was in need of replacement, and it is on round one of the Ike funding. It was not included in the emergency because we had two bridges closed. We thought this one was going to last long enough to get the other two done and then close this one. But apparently it slipped up on us, and we just couldn't get to it in time before they needed to close it.
Well, we certainly recognize the inconvenience to the community, to the people that utilize this road. I think for the record, I'd like to read this brief letter from TxDOT. It's directed to Mr. Rayo. Says, on Tuesday, May 4th, TxDOT dive team performed a routine underwater inspection on the substructure portion of the subject bridge. During the inspection, it was found that the pilings are severely corroded, with individual pilings exhibiting up to 90% loss of section. Due to the critical condition of the piling and the fact that their failure could result in collapse or partial collapse of the structure, this bridge should be closed immediately. The bridge should remain closed until after the pilings are repaired or the bridge is replaced. And I think that's very clear. Any comments? Commissioner Domain, if you don't mind, would Don mention the categories of grading on that? And Commissioner Domain's pretty up to speed on how that grading system works. You don't mind
Well, the important thing is, and Don, please correct me if I get off track, is that as they rate the bridges, as they get older or suffer damage, then the rating drops, and when it gets down to around about a 6 on the rating scale, then you know to start planning on replacing a bridge. Our engineering department did that. The sequence that was originally planned was to first close and replace the Humble Camp Road Bridge. When that was done, then to shut down and do the Hildebrandt Road Bridge, followed by the Boondocks Bridge and then the Cragen Road Bridge. That was a good plan, and it actually would have worked if we'd received our funding when we expected that funding, because in fact, the Humble Camp Road Bridge would have been finished a long time ago. The Boondocks Road Bridge would have been finished probably a year ago, well, 6 months ago anyway. And we would have had those bridges open prior to closing the Cragen Road Bridge. It was a good plan, but unfortunately, because of restrictions on federal state funding and the requirement to do environmental studies, it's delayed those bridge projects at least a year, compressed the time for reconstructing those bridges, put one project on top of another, and unfortunately, because of that delay, we're now having to close the Cragen Road Bridge before we rebuild the Boondocks Bridge. The good news is Monday we hope to be able to approve awarding the bid and move forward with construction of the Boondocks Road Bridge, which should be about a 6-month project, and that'll certainly help out once that's finished. But meanwhile, the people in that area are certainly going to be inconvenienced for about the next 6 or 7 months. We've notified the school district. Greg Fountain's notifying the emergency services agencies, and my recommendation to the court is that we immediately limit that bridge to one lane of traffic from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. There's a deputy sheriff on the scene. There's a deputy constable on the scene, my superintendent, some of my crews on the scene. They can prevent any heavy trucks or equipment from crossing that bridge. This will allow one light passenger vehicle or pickup truck to cross that bridge. We're concerned about school traffic trying to get back home from picking their students up at school and not being able to get the word. And then at 4 o'clock, closing that bridge to all traffic until it can be rebuilt. That's my recommendation. Don, are you okay with that recommendation?
Yes, sir.
What is the estimated renewal time of that bridge?
The issue with that bridge is that not only is it going to have to be demolished and rebuilt, but it's actually going to be just about doubled in length, is my recollection. Is that right, Don?
That is correct. We're working with DD6, who's planning on enlarging the channel like they did on Brooks Road and Walden Road. It's going to require a longer bridge than what's there now. We have planned for that in our funding requests, and as soon as we can get through the approval of this round one funding, we should be able to go to contract.
Will the widening of that bayou just be at the bridge structure?
No, it'll be north and south of the structure for quite a ways.
This is part of a major flood control project.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes.
See, there was something else I was going to add to that. Mr. Brannick's been in touch with our consultant. We're going to do everything we can to have this bridge put on an accelerated emergency, much as we did Boondocks Road Bridge. We were not able to do this before because the bridge was, in fact, open for traffic. The two that were approved were the bridges that were closed to all traffic, so they were put on an emergency fast track. We will now, in fact, we've already started the process of having TDRA approve this as a fast track emergency project, which would get the environmental study started immediately, hopefully, and get that done within a very short period of time. The only option available, the only other option that I'm aware of at this time available to us is, for some reason, if we receive word that that environmental study cannot be done within a reasonable amount of time, the court might want to consider the county hiring an environmental group to do the study. But we would only do that if we have some kind of definitive answer that that would, in fact, significantly accelerate that project and the completion date. My guess is that I'm just guessing, but the emergency request through TDRA may be our best option at this point, but we're certainly willing to come back and consider other options if we hit a dead end.
I have a question, Commissioner Domain. We have started the sign process that you're going to need, but I want you to reiterate the times that you're saying. You're saying 2 p.m. today?
I'm saying the court authorize immediately the people out there waiting on our phone call.
Okay.
To close it down to one lane of traffic for light cars and pickup trucks, just people to get home with their students. Not allow any heavy traffic at all over that bridge until 4 o'clock. Then at 4 o'clock, completely shut the bridge down until it's rebuilt.
I think it's very important that we get that message out to the citizens over there, because, and then one other thing I would want to know, what's going to be our, detours, where is it going to lead people, and how is that going to affect?
Back to Highway 124 on Cragen Road, and then back around the other direction to LaBelle Road and 365 or Highway 73.
Okay.
So
there's a map, by the way, Commissioner, I'm sorry. In front of Don Rail, we've made a detour map there that's available.
For the public knowledge, we have 4 bridges that are presently closed. They are Boondocks, Humble Camp, Cragen, assuming we close this today, which I assume we will, and the fourth one is Hildebrandt Bridge.
And the good news is on Hildebrandt, we're about 30 days from reopening the bridge.
That's good. Good news. All right. Is there anything further?
Do I need to make that in form of a motion?
Yeah.
That is my motion, that we close the bridge to one lane traffic, light cars and trucks immediately, and then at 4 o'clock after the school traffic's died down, that we close the bridge completely.
Have a motion? Do we have a second? We have a second. Is there any further discussion?
Judge, just for public record, I would like to ask that, and I'm sure that this has been looked at, but so the public knows, when TxDOT declares a bridge unsafe, there is very little, if anything, that we can do, even on a temporary basis, to try to shore up that bridge or make it usable ongoing for any period of time.
That was my first line of questioning, based on some projects I'd been involved with in the past, of welding, angle iron. First of all, the piling are I-beams. And the flanges are severely rusted out on those I-beams. It wouldn't take much to cause them to deflect one way or the other in the part of the bridge to fail. So the first thing I thought about was, what about if we went and welded some large angle irons over the weak spots, that sort of thing. But the problem is that the corrosion starts about 18 inches or so above the water line. I had hoped that it was just right at the water line and that we could make a temporary repair just in that area right there. But the diver said that the problem is the corrosion goes from this point about 18 inches above the water line all the way down 10 feet to the mud line, which would make any kind of repair extremely. Now, Don Rayo mentioned that there's an option available for additional. And again, you'd have to have an environmental permit to even start that. You could do a Band-Aid where you do pile on the outside and run a cross member. It would be a Band-Aid, but we could, again, face significant delays in getting environmental permits. It would only be a Band-Aid, and it would be a very expensive Band-Aid to the tune of maybe $200,000. And then you'd still have to come back, tear that down, and tear the bridge down. So it's just not a practical option.
I just wanted that clarified for the public so they'd know that we had explored all possibilities before we make this decision.
Yeah.
We've had three bridges to do that to, so it has to be a reason for it, and I'm hoping that is it, but if it's not, it's something that the engineering department must look at real close from now on because of the safety of citizens, and we want to make sure that we put them first.
The divers also mentioned that they even had trouble getting to the bottom of the piling because of storm debris impacted up against the piling.
Anything else? Okay, we'll call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it is unanimous. And that concludes our emergency session, and I have signed an order this date. Then I am...
My guess, Jeff, is that I have the power to do that, to limit before...
Well, this reads immediately, so...
Oh, okay.
Let's get it...
It's already working.
Okay. Well, we'll... Yeah. That's it. Okay, thank the media for being here. It's important y'all get this out.